Good morning and welcome to the Marcus Today Pre-Market Podcast. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Friday, the 12th of April. And as usual, with all the information contained in this podcast, it is general advice only. So please do your own research. Contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas or insights in this podcast. And of course, if you're listening to this free podcast and you'd like to become part of the Marcus Today community, we'd love to have you on board. You can sign up for a free trial to the newsletter at marcustoday.com.au. Totally free, no obligation, no credit card needed, as they say. But we'd love to have you as part of the community and to have a little look at our newsletter and what we can do for you to create and manage wealth for you and your family. So have a little look at that. That is it for the advert for the day. All right, well, let's get on, as always, to the scores on those all-important doors. And we did see the US market, Dow Jones, massive, down 2 points. 2 points, not percent, 2 points, 38,458. Had a pretty wild, swingy kind of day. Up 137 was its high, down 264 was the low, but we did see a little bit of a rally into the afternoon session. The Nasdaq, though, had a great day, up 1.68%, 272 points, 16,442. Nvidia jumping 4.1%, and Amazon hit an all-time high of 1.7% higher, and Apple was also up 4.3% after a news report that the company would transition its Mac product line to artificial intelligence-focused chips. Best day since May 2023. So you only got to put artificial intelligence into the sentence of any kind of announcement, and it's off to the races. The S&P 500 was up 0.74%, 38 points to 5,199 in the middle for diddle there. The Russell 2000 also rallied up 0.7%, 14 points to 2,043. The VIX Volatility Index crashing back to earth, down 5.6%, back down to 14.91. We did see the S&P SPY 200 futures down 29 points. Clearly the market not impressed with the US technology space. It is a Friday. We did have a 35-point down day yesterday, which was probably a little better than we had hoped for. But 29 points does seem a little bit nasty in terms of market. So we'll wait and see if that pans out. But does seem a little bit negative to start off the day. As far as European markets go, we had the Stock 600 down 0.4, FTSE down 0.5, Germany down 0.8. It was an ECB meeting last night. They did nothing, but they did say they're kind of divorcing themselves from what the Fed does, and they're looking potentially, I guess, at a June rate cut. Not quite sure why they're waiting, seeing as the European economy is in a place which needs rate cuts, whereas the US does not. We did have the Producer Price Index, which came in below estimates. So that did help matters along. So we also saw New York Fed President John Williams in an event saying there is no need for a policy change in the near term. So a little bit confusing still on the US data side of things. As far as US Treasuries go, we had the 10-year Treasury yield back up a little bit, 3.9 basis points, 4.58. The US 2-year, 4.95. Down 2.1 basis points. The Aussie had a big run, 4.30 for the Aussie 10-year yield. So a big run there. That is probably why we saw that SPY futures down around 29 points. Higher rates, not such good news for the market. As far as other US news goes, Morgan Stanley had a nasty old day yesterday, fell 4.6%. After the Wall Street Journal reported multiple federal regulators are investigating how the bank's wealth management division vets its clients who are at risk of money laundering. The IMF managing director, Kristalina Gorieva, said the Fed should be able to start cutting rates by the end of 2024. She didn't want to be outdone by all the other Fed heads getting in on the act. She wanted some news time as well. Bank of America came out and said it sees no rate cuts until December. They say 2024 is starting to look a lot like 2015, but in reverse. So maybe that's 5102 rather than 2015. Just on that economic data we had last night, wholesale prices rose 0.2% in March, which was less than the 0.3 estimate from the consensus amongst the economists. However, on a 12-month basis, the PPI rose 2.1%, which was the biggest gain since April 2023. So that does indicate the pipeline pressure that could keep inflation elevated. We also had initial filings for jobless benefits falling to 210,000, which was a decline of 11,000 from the previous week's upwardly revised level, but below the 217,000 estimate. Looking at US stocks last night, well, we've had Nvidia having a good day, 4.1%, AMD 2% higher, Netflix up 1.7%, Meta, the artist formerly known as Facebook, up 0.6%, Tesla had a good day as well, up 1.7%, Amazonians had 1.7% gain, Alphabetti Spaghetti up 2%, Microsoft up 1.1%, Apple a day, well done Apple with that announcement, which included the two words that are bound to set an investor's heart aflutter. Artificial intelligence was up 4.3%, and we saw banks in the US ahead of the reporting season, which kicks off tonight. We had Bank of America down 0.8, Wells Fargo down 0.4, Morgan Stanley on the back of that Wall Street Journal publication of potential anti-money laundering probes, down 5.2%, Goldman's down 0.8%. Commonwealth Bank overseas was down 0.5%, ResMed down 2.2%. Over in Europe, following the ECB ruling of no rate cut, Barclays was down 3.1%, Deutsche down 2.5%, and used to be smart, UBS down 2.5%. Heading off into the commodity sector, we had Brent crude easing back. There does seem to be an easing of tensions in the Middle East at the moment, even if it's only just a smidge. We had Brent crude down 0.46%, 42 cents to $90.20. WTI down $1.20, 1.37% to $85.80. The gold price had a stunningly good night last night. It was up $40 last night, 1.7%, $2,373. That flight to safety continues for gold. And despite the fact that we are seeing higher interest rates, and even some in the US, some of the bond traders there are preparing for 5% on the US 10-year. Currently it's 4.58. 5% would be interesting, to say the least. That would pretty much unwind that pivot from October if it got back up there. So interesting moves there. Platinum had a 2% rise. Silver had a 1.8% rise. So it's going to be interesting in the precious metal space today. Copper, though, eased off the throttle, down 0.3. Nickel, well, that's a troubled metal, down 4.1%. Aluminium down 0.3. Zinc up 1%. Lead down 1.2. Tonne down 0.1. Iron ore better, up 1.6%. We had uranium slightly higher, and lithium in China yesterday came off around 3%. So no luck in the lithium space. Overseas miners, BHP down 0.3, Rio down 0.4, Glencore down 1.3, Freeport down 0.4. We had Arcadium Lithium up 1.9, Albemarle up 2.1, Sigma up 0.6, and we had the oil companies overseas down between 0.3 and 0.5%. Exxon, Chevron and Shell are the ones we look at. In terms of news out this morning, we are seeing Incitec pivot. They have drawn the fertilizer sale rounds into the finish line. So that is one to watch today. They are in the final furlong of carving out the big Australian fertilizer division, which was 8 months after the talks first started. The $1 billion deal is expected to be announced within weeks, that although sources apparently say there are still bits and pieces to iron out. We also have out this morning, Star Entertainment Group has recorded a steep drop in revenues from gaming rooms across the country. The premium gaming room has recorded a 19.3% drop in revenue, while the Gold Coast declined 20% and Brisbane down 28%. The quarter's net loss slipped to $6.8 million from nearly $50 million in 2023 in the same period. So a slightly better net loss, but certainly those drops in revenue from those premium gaming rooms somewhat concerning. AMP is hosting its AGM today. Kogan shares will begin trading ex-dividend. And I've written something today in my stuff on NextDC and the rights issue there, the timetable, $15.40, one for six. So that should be well supported, but have a little look through my stuff today in terms of the NextDC view there. We have also got Origin Energy out this morning, has acquired a 1.5 gigawatt Yancoal Delta wind development in New South Wales for up to $300 million. And in other news out today as well, the South Korean group Hanwha is continuing to circle Austal. The AFR reporting that representatives of the country were spotted in Australia, with sources saying they had met with major Austal shareholder Tatarang, which of course is Twiggy Forest. Perpetual news out there. KKR is believed to be the front runner to acquire Perpetual's corporate trust and wealth unit, IPL, which is Incitec Pivot, Pupuk, Caltim, nearing final deal to acquire their fertilizer business. We've spoken a little bit about that. The business valuation anywhere between 900 to 1.5 billion. So more to come on that one. James Hardy has been downgraded to neutral from outperformer Macquarie. Target price cut there to $62.40 from $68.20. We also have some other news out from Brokerland. A Monash IVF Group initiated sector perform at RBC Capital Markets. Target is $1.50. I'm not sure how many in that sector, not too many. And in other news this morning, Macquarie has mailed out its programme for its May the 7th annual equities conference. It's a biggie. There's 115 ASX companies presenting there. Woolies, Rio and BHP notable by their absence, but every other man and his dog is basically there to present. It has become a quasi-confession season, so just be a little bit on your toes on that one. But that is it so far for the news this morning. Thanks very much for listening. Have a great day. All our podcasts, by the way, can be found under the podcast tab in the newsletter. If you're not yet a member of the newsletter, by all means, sign up, markustoday.com.au. But as always, may the trading gods be with you. Back again this afternoon, and have a great day.